Ben and Kelly Show. Great way to get a hold of us. Got this from Lisa.
She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, got an issue. Need a little help with. I'm engaged to marry a wonderful man later this year. My dilemma is this. I'm not comfortable in his home, which I'm going to have to move into later this year. He's divorced, and the home that he owns is where he shared with his ex-wife and other past relationships.
Okay.
We've agreed to do an addition of a new main suite on the home, which will require a sizable loan that I'm willing to co-sign on. But I worry that even having a space that will be just ours, I'm still never going to feel like this is completely my home. So how can I stop feeling like this house is just a revolving door of my soon-to-be husband's ex-lovers?
Oh, gosh.
Selling the house is not an option because it's part of a piece of property where his business is located. What would you do?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's basically got ties where he can't just easily up and move or build a new house together.
So if he's been married before and lived in that house with his ex-wife, who apparently came after other people, then first wife had to deal with that too.
Yeah, maybe you reach out to her.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that could be tricky too.
That could be tricky too.
Yes. But yeah, no, that is a tough one because I think most people end up finding a neutral place to start your life together.
Right.
And I get that need.
Yeah. So how do you, so we need people who have been in this situation where they either welcomed in someone or moved into a new place. How do you make it feel like yours and like wipe the stank of the other, you know, those hussies that came before you.
You know what you can do is, and Heather says, do some other remodeling, painting, new furniture, redoing the kitchen, make it your own across the board. Another Heather says, just burn down and rebuild. Well, it doesn't sound like that's the option, but the first Heather, I think, has a good idea. Just, you know, remodel more than just like the main suite. Do some painting, new furniture.
I was going to say money's going to be a factor.
Yeah. So if you can't afford it or just slow roll it, you know, if you can just do little changes here and there, work your way through the house and slowly make it your own as your budget allows.
All right. If you've been there, got a story, 502-795-1997 about moving into your new fiance's house. Or, you know, having your new partner move into your house for the very first time, the crazy things that happened. If you've got a good story, we'd love to hear them. 502-795-1997. We'll take those on the way coming up on 99.7 DJX. I feel like our show today has been a very, hey, here's what to do if you're engaged sort of thing. If you're getting married, these are things that you should do, from wedding advice that we had last hour. To
marriage advice, yeah.
Yeah. Marriage advice to talking to Andy, who was, she was getting married later this month. So she had some, she was all excited and nervous at the same time. To Lisa now, who she's engaged, but she realizes and sees the writing on the wall that she's going to have to move into this house that her fiance owns, that he's been married before, and it has kind of the ghosts of relationships past in it.
Yeah, and there's been many relationships apparently in that house, and she just feels a little weird, like, I'm not going to have neutral ground to start our marriage with, so how do I feel comfortable in a house that I know was shared by many others before?
Yeah, Vixen says, stop worrying about the women that he didn't choose to spend the rest of his life with. She goes on and texts, make that house your own, your home. And remember that he told you it's not about where you are. It's about who you're with. So that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Becky says every house has been someone's house before. My ex-husband's new wife redid the entire house. Painting, new flooring, made it feel like hers. It's just kind of like what Heather suggested.
Yeah, maybe that's, you take it in chunks. So if you're going to do like a new main suite for you guys, then
which
that's
what they're doing.
Yeah, so that's a great start. And then maybe next year you paint the bathroom. And, you know, maybe next, the year after that, you change carpet or take carpet up and do hardwood floors. You know what I mean? Just like, even what you said, Kelly, earlier, is you do it in kind of stages and you kind of just redo the house to make it more your own.
Yeah. And I understood, you know, the easy answer is just, we'll just move, go find a place that's neutral that
right.
you guys can both start fresh in. But that's not an option because it's tied to a business he owns. So
he can't just easily
up and move, which is why apparently he stayed there for every relationship he's had.
Well done, sir.
Okay.
Well
Which
done.
Then I start to think, well, let's analyze this even further. Is there a reason why so many relationships failed before? Like, do we need to just get a fresh start so this one has the chance to go the distance?
Is the job getting in the way of the relationship because it's so close in proximity?
I mean, we could really do a deep dive into
Are we psychoanalyzing
things.
Now him?
I feel like we could and we should.
Oh.
But she didn't ask for that.
Yeah, she probably doesn't want us to do that either.
Nope. We might be opening up a whole other Pandora's box of stuff that she doesn't want to deal with right now. She's just like, hey, how do I like spruce up the space so it feels like mine?
All right, slap a coat of paint on it. Let's move on. All right, there you go.
Good. Hang a picture.
Hang a picture. Make sure you take down the framed photos of all his exes.
Take down pictures of them.
Yeah.
Put pictures of you.
Yeah, exactly. You can even just, you don't even have to remove them from the frame. Just put yours on top of them.
There you go.
That's all you got
to
do.
You don't even need to buy a new frame.
That's right. Just a little 5x7. Just put a little. Little picture of you in there. All right. So,
yes, no, but I love the fact that his home is you.
Yeah.
His home is not the place
right.
you're living in.
Yep.
So, as long as you look at each other as home, you should be good.
There you go. All right. Well, good luck. Keep us posted. Thank you, Lisa.